here in the Haftarah Parshas B'chukeisai, which starts in Perek Tezayin of Yirmiyah but goes into Perek Yudzayin. We're up to the words Koyamar Hashem Oror HaGever, which in the Nach itself is a new nevuah, a new parsha. The Psukim Tilhiya spoke about the punishment of Klal Yisrael, and now gives, I guess, a little more of a complaint or a reason for the punishment to come. Koyamar Hashem, Orur HaGever Ashiyiftach Ba'Adam V'Sam Basar Zeraya. Cursed is the man who puts his faith in other humans. V'Sam Basar Zeraya, and he makes flesh his strength. Umin Hashem Yasur Libay, and he takes his heart away from God. V'Haya, such a person will be Ka'arar Ba'arava, like a tree growing in the desert. A tree that grows in the desert does very poorly. There's no water there. There's no rain. V'shachan chareirim v'amidbar. Such a tree is destined to live dry in the desert. Eretz melecha, a salty earth. V'lo yisei shev, and it will not have a long existence there. That's the one who is Orer HaGever. And the flip side, Baruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, V'Hayah Hashem Yiftachai, that's a pasuk we're familiar with. Praiseworthy is the man, blessed is the man who puts his faith in God, V'Hayah Hashem Yiftachai, and Hashem is his source of faith, and I'll try to explain the double lashon soon. And he, V'Hayah Ke'etshasol Al Mayim, he's like a tree planted near water. That's in Tehillim. In Tehillim Perek Aleph, Asher HaGever. Here it's just a different language. Vayakei Chosol Amayim Val Yuval Yishalach Shrashav, and the tree that's planted there will spread its roots into a moist earth. V'lo yira ki yavei chayim, and will have no fear when heat comes, because it'll survive. V'haya aleo ranon, and its leaves will be pleasant. U'bishnas batzayres layidog, and in times of drought he will not worry. V'lo yamish mi asayis peri, and will not stop giving forth its fruit. Now we have a very clear set of psukim, two and two, Orer HaGever and Baruch HaGever, and the theme of these psukim is the subject of a very serious controversy as follows. There's a question that the Kadmonim deal with regarding betachin. Betachin is a wonderful thing, and it's very, very popular to have betachin. The question is, what exactly technically betachin does. When you say a person has faith, what does it mean? Now, you can say a person has faith that whatever God does is for the best. So that's an easy one. That's not what it says here. The pasuk doesn't say whatever God does the best. It says if someone has faith, he'll be like a tree planted in a place that's successful. If someone has no faith, he'll be like a tree planted in a place that's destined for drying out. That means that the faith itself is the cause that brings about a certain result. That's what the psukim here appear to say. It doesn't say, have faith no matter what happens to you. It says, having faith will bring about a desired result. So that itself is the subject of a very serious disagreement and controversy in the earliest sources. Yes? It's not talking about spiritual results. It's talking about the tree browning. It's talking the Pashup Shab. I'd like to read to you a little bit of a letter of the Stipler. Someone asked him whether getting health insurance is a chesaron in betachin. He said, have faith. Everything will be good. Why should he spend money on health insurance? So he said, writes as follows. Kvayde shal, you know what the answer is going to be, right? Kvayde shal al das har shama bekupat cholim. You're putting your faith in man instead of in God. שהוא גודל החסר, הוא מתי בברוע, אבל משתד הלכת ג'וחת לא יונה קורה. עד כאן השני, that's the questions, the questioner's language. והנה, answer the stipula, ודאי. מי שיש לו בתוכן באמס לעמיתוי, שלא יערו לו שום דבר רע, somebody who has true faith, we have to figure out what that means, all of lelechis bederech habitachin kishita saram banzal. Such a person should go in the path of faith which follows Shita Saramban. Aval Tamani, he says, the stipler writes, I wonder, Matsui b'dayreinu mishiyesh lei betochen be'emes zulas yichidei skula muatim. He says, that level of betochen applies only to individuals. U'bederach klal ha'anhogo hu kidas ha'chayves ha'levavais. And he says, for most people, you have to go to Shita of the Chayvus Halvavis. Now he assumes that you know the Shita Saramban, and you know the Shita of the Chayvus Halvavis, because when you talk about Tochen, that's what it is, the Ramban against the Chayvus Halvavis. So let me tell you what the two Shitas are. It's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam writes the same thing. He writes about Ishtadus and the Tochen, and he writes, the Loike Shita Saramban, as if everybody knows what the Shita Saramban is. The Ramban understands these psukim kepashtei. The Ramban takes the position. The Ramban has a kuntras called Amunah B'tochen, which is printed in the Kisvei HaRamban. The Ramban takes the position that somebody who has true B'tochen will get everything he wants. B'tochen itself brings about success without either of the following, without Hishtadlus and without Tzchusim, like two opposites. He says, even if you're not worthy, he says, even a ganiv who's who's going through the machteres, b'machtartoi, who has faith in Hashem as he digs through, he's having faith in Hashem that God will help him succeed to steal. If he has real betachin, God will help him.
How can a person have that type, can think that he can have that type of betachin, if you look back on the last thousands of years with the number of people,
well, maybe they didn't have betachin.
So
the kasha that I asked, this is what about Moshe Rabbeinu? Why didn't he just have betachin, we'll go into Eretz Yisrael, and then everything will be good?
How can a person once think that they're at their level, that they could...
Doesn't mean... I think we're simplifying it to a very strong point. It doesn't mean he's saying is that as long as you have betachin...
Rabban says everything is possible through betachin.
You're going to get what you want. Can you imagine that?
Rabban says that.
Story. You know the old story where the person was, the kid child was crying for another child who was very sick in his class, and at the end, the father told him, "I'm sorry, he was lifted." So what was his response? He said, "But I prayed." Hashem didn't listen to my prayers. He says, Hashem listened to your prayers. He just didn't do what you want.
What does that prove? Maybe the answer is you didn't have enough betachin.
What's that?
How do you know that's the answer?
Who said you're supposed to get anything?
I tell Rabbi Chanan.
No,
that's the Ramban sheet. There's no question.
So
people are not holding by the level of B'tochen. That I understand.
Even Moshe Rabbeinu probably.
Well, Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, was told by God. So what does it mean to have B'tochen if the Rabban Shalom told you something?
No, but
so it's not possible to have B'tochen.
But
the Ramban maintains that even a Rasha has the betachin works. I know it's an
oxymoron.
He writes v'rachamav al kol masav. Hashem has rachamim on everybody, even Rishon. V'rachamav al kol masav. If you believe in God's rachamim, okay, I'll tell you. Rabbi Chanan brings a raya to the Ramban. Rabbi Chanan has a maimer al betachin. He brings a raya to the Ramban. He says, what is the mitzvah to have betachin? We'll accept that there's a mitzvah somewhere in the Torah to have betachin. What is the mitzvah to have betachin? If your mitzvah is that whatever God does is for the best, so what does betachin mean exactly? Betachin doesn't do anything. It means God runs the world with midas harachmim, midas adin, whatever it is. What does that have to do with betachin? Someone's sick. He's sick, he's well. Where does betachin come to play? That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Faith in betachin.
That itself is a mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah? Just to believe that there's a God.
Exactly,
if God runs the world, that's called betachin.
Betachin is a midah, not a mitzvah.
What does midah mean?
It's a basis for it. It's
But what does it mean? Well, you're supposed to have faith that what? Now, believing that God runs the world, that's not bitachin. That's emunah in Hashem. Bitachin is some betach, is some security, some certainty. I can't hear. Tamim tia means not to look for outside influences. Tamim tia is not to look to magic, not to look to other things. But it doesn't necessarily preclude any of this.
Now, probably right, because like I say,
I'm glad you agree with the Ramban.
That's why you have to come to the Chovas HaVavos, because there is nobody that has a perfect B'tachin.
Right, the Chovas HaVavos holds, he writes in a very dismissive language. The Chovas HaVavos language is, how can someone be B'tach and Hashem if he rebels against him, and then he says, I'm sure you'll help me. He says the whole idea to him is ludicrous, that a person says, I have a faith God will help me, and he's B'chal Shabbos. So what does that mean? And that's how he writes. He writes that B'tochen doesn't guarantee anything, and there's a mitzvah to be B'tach and Hashem, but it doesn't necessarily bring about your desire. He brings the Mishnah. I say, Ritzaycha kirtzaynoi, kidei sheyaseh, Ritzaynai kirtzaynecha. He says that make your ruts in God's will, and then God will kaviyachul bend his will to yours. Now, just to answer the Ramban, it shouldn't sound ludicrous like the Chovas HaVavos. Ramban holds that bitochin itself brings about the schar of the result. In other words, the Chovas HaVavos says, "What are you talking about? B'chal Shabbos? Well, how's he going to get it?" The Ramban's shita is that bitochin itself brings about such a result. Someone who truly in his heart throws everything upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and leaves it to Hashem. Nevertheless, it's difficult. Why did Gedolei Olam have difficulties? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not go to Yetzer HaKiva? Why didn't he wake up the morning they were going to kill him and just work? He wasn't a Navi. He didn't have the Vuh. He's going to die that day. Have B'tochen, Hashem will help him and he'll be fine.
He wanted it back.
Who said he wanted that Kiddush Hashem? He's mechuyev up. He didn't to save himself. If he would have had the opportunity to run away, he'd be obligated to run away. Python poetically says that it could be. Well, what do you do with this pasuk? Im tachna olay machna la yura libi. Now, doesn't that sound like the Ramban? If I'll be in a battle, well, you really be, I'm not afraid. It sounds like the Ramban. It sounds like there's a certain level of certainty. What? It's talking to faith in the Rosh Hashanah.
The right thing is, like the Rosh says all the time with Tehillim, when you doubt in Tehillim, the right thing to do is to be responsible for the right outcome, not to say,
You know, it's a problem. You want to doubt for the right outcome, but I thought we believe that God does what's right anyway.
Right.
Everything God does is right. So what are we saying to Him for it? But God does the right outcome anyway. I believe God does everything right.
We should understand it.
We should understand it. That's what you're davening for four shalema. So you have to change the law. Noshen of mishaberach. That we should understand it. That's not what it says. It says yishalemeiru for shalema. It's not a wasted tefillah.
Of schar and onish is we don't know between oil hazeh and oil what we get here and what we get there and why we're sure we get that schar here. Okay,
so therefore, what? So I understand schar and onish. Tzaddikim can get punished in this world. What does that have to do with betachin?
So according to Ramban, right?
That's not true. Certain things have to do with a person's tafkid. There are plenty of crooked people who are not deserving, and they get that. I don't think we can calculate. I'll tell you, I think the correct formula, according to Chovas HaVavos, is this. That we believe anything you could get through Ishtadlus, you could get through B'tachin. Anything that you can achieve through Ishtadlus, you can get through B'tachin. If you're not B'tachin, you can get through Ishtadlus. But anything you can get through Ishtadlus, if you're on the right level, it's possible to get it through B'tachin. Now, there are certain things that no matter how much you mishtadli, you're not going to get. If God didn't paskin, you're going to make $1 million this year, you're not going to make $1 million. Not through mishtadli, not through betach. It's only, you can be mishtadli to get $1 million, you're not necessarily going to get it. So whatever you could get through mishtadli, you can get through betach. Asher Agav Shiftach Hashem is that whatever you can get this way, you can get that way. It does not fit well into the Seder HaPsukim. The Seder HaPsukim here fits better with the Ramban. It seems very simplistic that Or Agav Shiftach here and Baruch Agav Shiftach there. And it's something of a difficulty. We're reading the Teichecha the Shabbos. It's something of a difficulty. Does it always work that the Amelim B'Torah have a bountiful crop? And those who are not a male Mitaira have a failed crop. Evidence of what? Now what, you think that only Tzadikim have good crops and only Rishoyim have good? Okay, I don't live in that world. That's not the world I live in. The world I live in, I see Rishoyim who do well. Rabbi Chanan writes in Kovitz Mamorim, that all of the promises that for good you get schar and for bad you get einish refer to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, not to the yachid in Klal Yisrael. Every yachid has a tafkid, every yachid has his job. There are people who are born loyaleinu blind, or people who are born handicapped. They didn't do any averis. Why are they born blind? They're not rishoyim. The answer is that every person has his tafkid in the world. There are people who have, every person has a purpose. And that purpose is purposeful. There's a purpose in it, and nothing is for it's for nothing. The brachis of Bechukaisei Teilechu refers to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. The tzibur of Klal Yisrael, there's such a mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Baruch Hagav Yishivtach Hashem. To understand that every individual is this way is very difficult. The Gra writes that psukim that talk to Klal Yisrael, I shouldn't say the Gra, there are those who write that psukim that talk to Klal Yisrael and Lashon Yachid refer to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, not to the individuals of Klal Yisrael. And to understand these psukim, the best way to understand them, even though it says Hagever, it's referring to a Klal Yisrael that's made up of people that are betachin, that there's a certain eight shasol amayim. A certain age, also, I know they asked the stipler about him being a sandik all the time and where's all his money. So there are a number of versions of what he answered, probably all true. One he said is his money is Reb Chaim, his son. And one is he said his money is the Sfarim that were accepted in Klal Yisrael. But I'm referring to an answer he said that he said not everyone gets rich because they have a lot of money in the bank. Some people get rich because they don't need a lot. They're just very happy with what they have. And you can take a look at groups in Klal Yisrael that are tremendous Oivdei Hashem, and they taka have less, but they seem to be, it's hard to generalize, but I'll generalize anyway. They seem to be, Yerushalmi Yidden seem to be perfectly, generally, the
Ayachim. That's
how Avos defines Hashim. That's how Sameach B'Chalcha, exactly. Very
that's
good.
That's okay. If you're an individual tzaddik, if you're part of the Klal that believes and has B'Tachim, then you should not be experiencing the suffering as an individual. You should be part of that.
Any individual may need to experience the suffering as part of his life. It happens that people are even born with handicaps. It happens that people are born into families with $1 billion, So what do you do then, So he's just born, he's gonna have $100 million when he gets older.
What do those people get for being part of the tzibur that has tremendously helped?
No individual has anything as part of a tzibur. A tzibur refers
to the tzibur.
The Schar and Aydish refer to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Right. What happens to Yechidim within the tzibur varies. But the tzibur has a general, the tzibur in the United States of America, in New York, in the year 2016, we have an affluent tzibur. The Klal Yisrael is affluent. They are poor people. What does he get from being, I don't know, but there's a certain haftacha and a certain yad Hashem to the tzibur, certain yad Hashem to individuals. And you can make a statement about the tzibur, and it's hard to ask, what about the individuals? We're not talking about individuals. No, the individuals, there's no promise that betochen will automatically bring Eitz Shasal Amayim.
What did Rabban say about Shaduchim? He said that you're not supposed to be.
He was definitely for Shaduchim.
What?
No question, he was for Shaduchim.
No, but he said.
Don't doubt him for an individual Shaduch.
For an individual Shaduch.
I'm not sure
that. You're not supposed to be Muspalo, I think, to this particular Shaduch.
I'm not sure that has to do with Petachin. That was that. Don't give God instructions. Ask God to help you. Don't give him instructions. You tell God, help me, and this is the way I want you to do it. So, you know, that's not a good idea.
So that's what it means, that betachin.
It's nothing to do with betachin.
When we say betachin,
davening and betachin are two different things. You should daven for what you need. But you can daven and not have betachin. And you can have betachin, and it's not related to davening. Betachin is a sense of security. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you. The Beis HaLevi says you should work as much as you need till you reach a point of betachin. That beyond this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help me. You don't have to do more shtadlus. Most of us can't stay home all day and have betachin. That will have parnasa. So you should do parnasa till you reach the level of betachin.
I once saw an interesting, I don't know how applicable or true it is, I once saw a statement that says betachin is believing in something when common sense tells you not to. I don't know how much
betachin is believing
in something when common sense tells you not to.
It's a very debatable statement. It depends, I guess, on what common sense is.
You
know, there's a statement that where hishtadlus ends, betachin begins. Every person has to have a certain amount of hishtadlus. We're not holding
with hishtadlus.
You have to be an Obed Hashem. Oh, where would you get it? That's a very good question. The Rabban is dealing with it theoretically. Most people on Mechal Shabbos are not Potechem B'Hashem. Well, I met people. I met very strange people. A lot of Betachin, and their actions are lacking. It's very hard to figure out people. Okay, I guess we'll have to finish B'chukai Sesef Torah in a year from now.